It's the best morning show on the planet. Planet 105.1, Colleen and Buckner.
Good
and
morning.
Our special guest, we've got Wendell from Survivor Ghost Island, the new millionaire from Survivor. I mean, how is that?
It feels great. It's a great feeling.
Was the check really heavy when they gave it to you?
Oh, it was so heavy. It was like it was at least like 17 pounds, and it felt so great.
It's also nice to have like the financial freedom now to like pursue your dreams.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, because tell us about what you do. I mean, we know you're for Survivor, but you have a whole company.
Yeah, so I've been designing and building furniture with some of my best friends, actually, for the last, like, 4 years now. And we build, the company's called Beeve, B-E-V-E, Unlimited. Beeve is a childhood nickname of mine that my family called me, so I decided to name my company after
it. That's great.
And we build furniture out of reclaimed wood and barn wood for, you know, whoever reaches out. We're social media based, and our Instagram is Beeve Unlimited.
So, I mean, were you waking up when you were a kid? You're like, dovetail joints. Miter dovetail joints. Oh, man.
He was building treehouses.
I gotta go out to the barn and, you know what, I'm just gonna take the wood off the barn and start building stuff.
You know, as a kid, I was super athletic, but I did like to build things here and there. I always needed a creative outlet, whether it was painting or drawing or something. And I guess when I actually went to law school. I clerked for judges for a few years.
Yeah, you went to Morehouse.
No, I went to Morehouse for undergrad, and I went to Penn Law. It's an Ivy League law school.
Yeah, absolutely.
So after that, I was clerking for a few judges, and I needed my own bed, and on a clerk's salary, I couldn't afford the beds that I loved.
Oh, man.
So I decided to build my own. That's what started the company.
Wow, that's cool.
That's awesome.
That's really,
so
really cool.
You're not in the legal field anymore. You're just exclusively with
Beeve. Building with Beeve and just living my dream now.
That is so awesome.
I think that the transition to me doing what I love, growing out my hair, growing out my beard, and just living my fullest life, I think that when I sent in that final audition tape for Survivor, I think they really took to that. And they were like, this is the Wendell we want.
Awesome. That's so great. And you played such a great game on Survivor, and I loved your social game. You really did. I have to say, you were a really fun person to watch on the show. You weren't, you know, Dominic, he was a little more aggressive and things like that, but was that all your strategy, or is that just Wendell?
I wanted to bring me into the game. I wanted to play a very hard game, and I wanted to play strong and be very competitive, but I also knew the people that were watching me back home. I have a niece and nephew. I have little cousins. I have my family. I want to represent well for Philadelphia. So I went in there knowing that I didn't want to do too much backstabbing, and I wanted to be genuine to people. That's me in real life. I genuinely connect with people. And usually those players don't necessarily win Survivor.
Right.
Yeah,
and fortunately,
the nice guys don't always win.
Fortunately, it was my time.
No, I think that's awesome. So let's see. Let's break it down. Single guy, entrepreneur, you got your own business, millionaire. Would you do The Bachelor?
You know what? There are a lot of Bachelor fans. I think my little sister watches The Bachelor. I think I'd do it.
All right. Okay. There we go. We're dropping it out there right now.
This is the first time I've ever said that, too. That's crazy.
Right here on Planet 105.1, Wendell is ready for The Bachelor. Hey, that might be where we see you. All right. We're going to come back in just a few minutes. We got Wendell from Survivor Ghost Island on Planet 105.1.